the Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
Now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has underscored the need to expand Zambia's tourism sector as a key strategy for boosting the country's gross domestic product. Speaking during a tourism stakeholders meeting held at State House today, President Hichilema has noted the impressive progress recorded in the industry, describing its recent performance as phenomenal growth. However, the head of state has emphasized the need for more deliberate and strategic efforts to accelerate this momentum and fully unlock the sector's potential.
We've had meetings before here. We have shared a checklist of things that need to be done in order to prepare further growth. And I must say that we acknowledge the growth in the sector, phenomenal growth in the sector, tourism sector. It's already contributing to the GDP growth in our economy, including in the drought year when we were stressed. Energy, mining, of course, was stressed, but tourism showed up, to be honest. And we don't want it to backslide. We want it to continue surging forward, as it were.
Meanwhile, Protea Hotel representative Mark O'Donnell has called for stronger collaboration between government and the private sector in order to help Zambia achieve its goal of attracting 3 million tourists annually.
We look forward to having a discussion with yourself and your colleagues about how we can remove some of those roadblocks, because we firmly believe we can hit the number of 3 million. And in hitting that number, we would estimate that at the very least one of those foreign visitors spends $250 a day. Some spend far more than that, some maybe not as much. But if we can hit the 3 million mark, we are certainly approaching $1 billion a year.
Cabinet has authorized the Minister of Finance and National Planning, Dr. Stumbeko Msokotwane, to formally request a 12-month extension of the International Monetary Fund Extended Credit Facility Supported Program. Speaking during a press briefing on cabinet resolutions held on Monday, 28th July 2025, Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa said the proposed extension aims to consolidate the gains made so far and extend the program into 2026. Mr. Mwetwa has explained that the extension would help sustain macroeconomic stability, reinforce investor confidence, and support the conclusion of Zambia's ongoing debt restructuring process. He said the current EFC program is scheduled to end on 31st October 2025, and if approved by the IMF Executive Board, the extension would see it run through to 31st October 2026. Meanwhile, Mr. Mwetwa has announced that President Hakainde Hichilema, through Cabinet, has directed the Food Reserve Agency to increase the number of maize depots in response to complaints from farmers.
The program was initially scheduled to conclude on 31st October 2025. The extension, if approved by the IMF Executive Board, will now run until 31st October 2026. The original 38-month program was approved in August 2022 with financial support amounting to US$1.3 billion. It was designed to restore macroeconomic stability, maintain investor confidence, and foster inclusive and resilient growth.
Successful Independent Member of Parliament Meshack Nyambose has criticized some local councils across the country for failing to collect loan repayments under the Constituency Development Fund. Speaking during a press briefing in Lusaka, Mr. Nyambose says the increased CDF allocation from 1.6 million kwacha to 36.1 million kwacha in 2025 under the UPND administration has brought massive development to Chasefu and the country as a whole. He has stated that members of parliament calling CDF a hoax are merely politicking and do not mean well for its citizens.
2022 loans were released. 2023 loans were released. 2025 loans have been released. So the suspension that the minister is talking about is coming in 2026. I will also give an example because I'm the chairman of the Local Government Accounts Committee. When I sit there are councils who are literally doing less or nothing in terms of pursuing the people who have gotten loans. Because they've got an effective team in TASEF, they are able to follow. Like next week, they'll be going around. They've already drawn a program to pursue and follow everyone who got loans who are supposed to pay.
And UPND Media Director Mark Simue says the ruling party has put in place a deliberate policy to start disseminating information about developmental projects across the country.
Our view is that instead of us politicking, calling each other names, propaganda, you know, all those things that we are seeing, we are sitting on a lot of content that we cannot waste time discussing 9 issues. So we have a deliberate position as the UPND Media Team to discuss issues that affect the people.
The National Union of Technical Education Lecturers and Allied Workers has expressed concern over the low wages received by lecturers and support staff in the country's TVET institutions, despite notable growth in the sector. Union President Emmanuel Mwela has described the situation as unfortunate. He has noted that while TVET institutions have expanded significantly, largely through funding from the Constituency Development Fund, those driving this transformation continues to endure declining living standards. Mr. Mwela has warned that morale among staff is dangerously low, a situation that could negatively impact the quality of training being delivered to students nationwide.
Degree holding lecturers with 10, 15 or even 20 years of service earn as little as 6,000, trapped in a system that delivers annual salary insults instead of increments. How does a nation build a skills revolution on the back of educators forced into poverty? These are not mere numbers. They represent families going hungry, professionalism stripped off dignity.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Government has expressed satisfaction over the continued interest and support from the United States for the Lobito Corridor, describing it as a vital infrastructure project with significant regional impact. Speaking when U.S. Ambassador to Zambia, Michael Gonzalez, paid a courtesy call on him, Minister of Transport and Logistics, Frank Tayali, said the focus is not only on infrastructure development, but also on establishing a fully functional economic corridor. Mr. Tayali has emphasized that the construction of the rail line must go hand in hand with the transformation of agricultural activities, particularly by advancing agribusiness and transitioning peasant farming into commercial farming.
So what is important is that the construction of the rail must be backed by development of agribusiness, the development of peasant farming into commercial farming. Of course, the president has insisted that also, even as we look at the new crop belt of the Northwestern province, we must not just look at extraction, but that we must value add. Also, even as we look at the new crop belt of the Northwestern province, we must not just look at extraction, but that we must value add. And that invariably, this will help us create the all-important jobs for this very useful population.
Meanwhile, U.S. Ambassador to Zambia Michael Gonzalez has reaffirmed the U.S. government's recognition of Zambia's strategic role in regional trade.
Zambia is the heart hub of a sub-regional market across South Central Africa that it represents a quarter of a billion people. And so the opportunities there for Zambia's private sector and I think for American private sector in partnership with Zambian private sector is tremendous. But that market only really exists if you have the infrastructure to move those people and goods and then the policies so that they do. And that's where I think of you and your ministry as part of the Zambian interagency team is really playing that critical role in catalyzing and unleashing that potential to turn it into a reality.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
Police in Angola says